The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. The older I get, the more I appreciate history, especially the history of the Catholic Church. I must confess, though, that history was one of my worst subjects in school. Back then, history seemed to me little more than a long list of mind-numbing dates and disasters, places and people, wars and rumors of wars. But now that I have over 50 years of my own history, I see its value and its purpose. I have begun to see that history is not arbitrary, haphazard, but rather it is guided by God's hand. That is, we can see God's providence in history. We can begin to discover God's will writ large over the millennia. To care about history, therefore, is to care about God's will and to perceive His plans for our happiness. In other words, our happiness is the hidden meaning of history. The history of the Catholic Church begins, of course, with Jesus Christ and His apostles. But do you ever wonder who came after the apostles? The three most prominent people in church history who knew the apostles themselves learned the faith from their lips and became the leaders of the church after the apostles were martyred were St. Clement of Rome, St. Ignatius of Antioch, and St. Polycarp of Smyrna. St. Clement learned the faith from St. Peter and St. Paul themselves. St. Ignatius and Polycarp took their catechism classes from St. John, the beloved apostle. These three saints, Clement, Ignatius, and Polycarp, are designated in the church as apostolic fathers. Apostolic fathers. Because they received the faith directly from the apostles themselves. Do you recall the telephone game that people, little children, play? You know, one person whispers a message to another person in their ear and no one else can hear it. And then that person has to pass it on to the next person. And as you go down the line of the telephone game, sometimes the original message gets blurred. Well, the apostolic fathers were the third in line to hear the gospel, whispered originally by Jesus and then the apostles. Today is the feast of one of the three apostolic fathers, namely St. Clement of Rome. St. Clement lived from 30 to 100 A.D., and being raised in Rome, the imperial headquarters, he heard the teaching of both St. Peter and St. Paul. Both Peter and Paul were martyred in Rome in the mid-60s under the persecution of Emperor Nero. You'll remember that Nero was the mad emperor who set fire to Rome in 64 AD and then turned around and blamed the Christians for the fire. And then he persecuted them. St. Paul even mentions St. Clement in his letter to the Philippians. Clement is in the Bible. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, we read, "They have struggled at my side in promoting the gospel, along with Clement and my other co-workers, whose names are in the book of life." According to tradition, St. Peter consecrated Clement as Bishop of Rome, and he was the third successor of Peter, right after Linus and Cletus. Today, I will use Eucharistic prayer number 1, or the Roman canon at Mass, that mentions these original successors of St. Peter. Why do we mention these men and venerate them in the Mass? Because they heard the original gospel message from the lips of Peter and Paul, James and John, in the long telephone game that has passed down the faith for 2,000 years to me and to you. Catholics have a fancy name for that telephone game in the history of the church. We call it sacred tradition. Sacred tradition is nothing other than the gradual unfolding of God's will, century after century of human history, revealing His plans for our happiness. Studying history helps us to see God's plans for our happiness. That is what they are whispering in the Catholic telephone game. St. Clement of Rome was the third successor of St. Peter. But do you know who his 265th successor is? That's right, Pope Francis. That is, he is number 266, if we include St. Peter in the long line of popes. It is these men, the popes, the vicars of Christ, who have the special role and responsibility to hear the original whisper of Jesus in the telephone game of church tradition, and to pass it on faithfully down to us. Let us pray that Pope Francis will listen carefully and then pass the message along accurately to the next Holy Father. This is why it is important to study history. It is like the telephone game that carries the secret of our happiness. Praised be Jesus Christ.